weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Mr. Whiteside is hovering outside the studio, which is making me slightly unnerved. you okay?
Yeah, nothing's wrong.
That's okay. Carry on then. Stage 6 of Britain's premier road cycling race, the Tour of Britain, will take place entirely within Suffolk, a first for the county, heading east from Newmarket tomorrow to the finish in the centre of Aldeburgh on the Suffolk coast. Whilst in Newmarket, the riders may care to pass by Palace House. There's an exhibition there on your bike, The Art of Cycling, depicting the art and science of the bicycle. Graham Snelling is here from the National Horse Racing Museum, which is housing it all. Good afternoon, Graham. Thank you
good
for coming
afternoon.
In. So the first and rather obvious question is, what on earth is the Horse Racing Museum doing an exhibition about cycling for?
Well, that's an interesting question. Under our new realm, we're actually called the National Heritage Centre for Horse Racing and Sporting Art. So we can
it extends it a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, we can kind of claim... rightly so, that sport, cycling is a sport, and hence the art connection. So it seemed fitting that we ought to combine the art and the bicycle into an exhibition.
And I guess you got plenty of warning that the cyclists were coming in for the Tour of Britain,
yes,
so a nice
absolutely.
Time to do it.
But it's also interesting because running alongside the venue, Palace House, is the Sustrans route, 51, which goes through 5 different counties, including Suffolk and Cambridge. So we have regular cyclists coming by anyway. So that's another reason to have the exhibition.
And I dare say the cyclists tomorrow, though, they'll be taking their own route, will they? Presumably going through the route which gives as much traffic problems as possible to Newmarket.
Yes, absolutely. The official route is starting in the High Street, and the High Street, of course, will be closed. But we are expecting up to 8,000 spectators, so it's a great chance for them to come to Newmarket, see cycling, and perhaps have a bit of culture at the museum.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm not surprised that many people are being expected, particularly, you know, just going back only a few years to when the Tour de France had
its
Cambridge stage. And I dare say a lot of people probably came over from Newmarket then. Same in reverse tomorrow.
I think, certainly I think the Tour de France, when it came through Cambridge, was really appealing. But I think we have to go back even further to the Olympics, particularly in 2012, where cycling really began to regenerate itself. We've always been keen cyclists, I know, in Cambridge, but as a national sport, I think it's getting more and more attention.
And do you think that spreads to Newmarket as well? You mentioned the route that goes by the museum, and these things are sort of, I know the routes have sort of been there, but there's been more emphasis on them in recent years, hasn't
absolutely,
there?
Absolutely. I mean, it's often said in Newmarket, the horse is to Newmarket what the bicycle is to Cambridge.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of role reversal tomorrow, but you're right, yes, we do get a lot of cyclists coming through Newmarket now, which is great. There's no definitive cycle lane all the way from Newmarket to Cambridge or Cambridge to Newmarket, but certainly it's a pleasant enough route, so we do get quite a few tourists coming through.
Yeah, I'm sure. So what can people see then at the the exhibition?
Well, picking up on your initial introduction of the various elements, the bicycle is an invention where science, art and engineering can connect. And I think that's the point that we try to pick out in the exhibition. So we feature some science aspects, the art aspect, but some engineering aspects as well. So it's a cross range.
Mm-hmm.
And we pick out, for instance, the health side of cycling. Believe it or not, cycling is very good for your back.
For the back, now that's I always find I probably lean over too much on my bike. I always think if I go for too much of a cycle ride, it kind of does the reverse, actually.
Yeah, I think it depends on your style of bike, but certainly it can improve your posture being on a bike, I think. Muscles, that's another aspect of cycling. It's really healthy for your muscles. I think it has to be remembered, cycling, like swimming, is not an impact sport. So you're gently moving your body all the time. And, of course, that vital organ, your heart, it's moving your heart.
No, absolutely. It's interesting, actually, because in the news, I think it was last week, we were told that if we did a brisk walk every day, that would get the heart and the pulse racing a little bit extra. I was kind of thinking to myself, well, don't we get that anyway by going on our bicycles?
Well, yes. And I think one of the interesting facts I discovered, cycling reduces the risk of a heart attack by more than 50%. So that's extraordinary.
Now, that's an interesting one. Yeah. I have heard figures, and I don't know if it's included in your little chart, which you've got in front of you there, something like adding 4 years years to the average life or something like that?
I can believe that. I
don't know if that's true or not. Please do not take this fact without first checking it. Qualified source.
There's a lot of emphasis these days on mental health, and cycling has been linked to improved mental health. It reduces anxiety, depression, and other psychological disorders.
What about those technical aspects you were mentioning? Because the bicycle's come a long way since the penny farthing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I mean, we cover all the sorts of styles of frames and different materials you can have a bicycle frame. And indeed, the cyclists tomorrow will have some really lightweight tungsten frames that are clearly very expensive. I mean, you're talking about bikes worth £10,000 plus.
Oh, yeah, both lightweight and durable in one, absolutely. Which no doubt adds to the cost, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's probably not a bike to leave down Dining Street in Cambridge.
I wouldn't have thought so, no.
So, we cover the health aspect, but we also feature things such as interesting cycle terms. If I was to say the expression to you, MASH, would you know what that meant?
Oh, I'd say Alex clearly needs to answer this one. Alex, did the term MASH, obviously you know what it is.
Sausage and mash. Is it fuel for you for... I don't know.
It's actually... it's referred to as pushing hard on the pedals.
Is it?
Yeah, I never do that.
But let me give you another one.
I never do that, so, that wouldn't... That's why I don't know what the term is.
What about mammil?
Mammil?
M-A-M-I-L.
I don't have any idea. No idea at all.
How about middle-aged men in Lycra?
Oh, that's a frightening experience. I see lots of them coming in my direction when I go and see my mother in South Cambridgeshire on a Sunday morning. they're all there going up and down Hazelingfield Hill, you see.
Yes, I know it well. I know it well. Here's another one for you, and there's a bit of a clue in the term. Stoker.
Stoker? Ooh, is that sort of going faster or something like that?
Is that someone that has to go at the front or something?
You've got it. The rear cyclist on a tandem.
Ah, that's interesting. You see, because in Cambridge, as you'll be aware, you see all sorts of bicycles. They're even strange, you know, because of parents who take their children to school. And they're even stranger when you see the attachment of the little mini bicycle attached to the bicycle with no child on it. And you get slightly worried that something might have gone missing during the route. Took a sharp corner or something and it went horribly wrong.
How about helmet hair?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yes. Well, that's
a pretty obvious.
That's an ongoing struggle for me.
And me.
Well, I'm going to come out with this one. Bonk. Any ideas?
Be careful. You know, there's no watershed on the radio. I don't know. What is it?
It's the miserable condition you suffer if you don't eat or drink enough on a ride. Symptoms include pins and needles, feeling nauseous and losing strength in your legs.
Okay. And quickly, because we haven't got too much time left, is there art, as in pictures of people on their bikes as well?
Works of art by an artist called Sir Alfred Munnings, who did a lot of adverts for cyclists. We've got those wonderful traditional cycle posters that appeared in the early century of the 1900s, where French art began to influence various aspects relating to drawings and paintings. And the bicycle really was a great invention and continues to be so.
And
so,
presumably when people go around the museum, they can take in not only this, but a whole load of other items about horse racing, of course, too.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we feature so much at the museum. It's almost a day's visit, really. And we're doing a very special offer tomorrow. It's 2-for-1. Mm-hmm. So for a day ticket, it's £12. For two people,
you're going to be really busy tomorrow, aren't you?
Well,
not necessarily the cyclists. I dare say they'll.
Yeah,
it's an awful thing to say. They'll be looking to spend as little time in Newmarket as possible because it means they might win the stage. But
yes.
For the 8,000 people coming to see them, that's going to be pretty good.
We'll be open from 10 till 5. So
okay. Well, where is the museum for those who don't know?
It's literally just off the high street, so it's at the back of. Best way to describe it is the. The High Street. It's adjoining near where TK Maxx is.
Anyone knows where TK Maxx is
in Newmarket, or the Rutland Arms Hotel, you will find it there. But it's clearly signposted.
I dare say we can find that. And can I recommend the cafe? Am I allowed to do that? I've just done it. I had a very nice, Saturday lunch there during the summer. Graham Snelling, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about On Your Bike, the art of cycling. It's 18 minutes away from 5.